Jets have the advantage, and it's paid cash for the Jets.
105.3 New FM, official home of the Newcastle Jets. And now, catching up with Jets legend Ryan Scott.
Jets legend.
Here he is.
How's the G up?
How are you feeling this morning, mate?
I'm flattered after that.
Yeah, I know, as you would be. You've gone a bit pink, a bit rosy, blushing in studio. No, of course, so close, yet so far, I guess, on the weekend, picking up the first win, up 2-0. Do you feel like there's a bit of a monkey on the back? You guys are so close to getting that first win of the season.
Yeah, I wouldn't say monkey on the back. Yeah, it was good to, we obviously played a lot better. Went up 2-0, and I guess it's a bit of a dangerous scoreline. They were always going to come at us in the second half, and they got the equaliser, and we had a couple of chances again to probably take the win, but it wasn't to be, so that's okay. We move on.
Well, it was the first home game of the season. We've talked a bit about how you have to deal with away fans, but you couldn't escape them even at home. But before the game started, Western Sydney Wanderer fans, RBB, with the flares going out at your end.
Yeah.
Can you see when that's all happening? Is it impairing your vision?
It was a bit hazy,
it was chaotic.
Yeah, they were sort of going off there on the side. Started ripping a few flares, which is always, I don't mind, it's good fun.
Doesn't bother you.
Yeah, good atmosphere. But it was a bit smoky and
throws you
a bit choked up, but
a little bit, or you're thinking about it at least.
Well,
I was on the other side of the stadium. I could smell it from where I was, so I can imagine you were in the mix of it all. Nothing had even happened yet. Were there any clues that this is gonna go off?
I guess we knew that they always have a good following, especially the games in New South Wales. Mm-hmm. It just adds atmosphere to the game, and it was good to play at home. And we got a bit of rain before the game. It was thumping down for a while there. I wasn't sure if we were going to even get out there. But I guess we move on to Saturday now.
So we didn't break the record for the girls in crowd size, but that screamer from Chelsea right at the end, was it 92 minutes or something?
Yeah, it was that 90-second one from Cass Stavers.
Yeah, that's the one.
Unbelievable. Did you guys stick around and watch it?
Yeah, we stayed around. I watched the first half. My parents were down, so I went and caught up with them. Saw the goal that Cass scored. I think it was a record-breaking game as well.
Yeah, 132 appearances.
It was absolute screamer, so... They salvaged a point as well, so it was good for the girls to get back in the game.
Yeah, that is good. You guys have kind of promised throughout the season that you're going to play an attacking style of football and kind of live and die by the sword.
Yeah.
And we saw some of that, coming to fruition on the weekend. Is that something you're going to build on, become more and more attacking?
Yeah, that's it. We want to be aggressive. We want to play forward when we can. We don't want to die wondering. So I guess our supporters would have got a good show of that.
On
the weekend.
Game.
Yeah, that's it. And then I guess it's about managing the game as well. So, we scored two in the first half, and then, I guess we probably dropped off a little bit in the second half, just trying to sort of get through to the end. But, I guess we come unstuck there, but we'll learn from that.
Big update this morning, and not even the other players would know this yet, but you have taken off the moustache. Is that part of your plan to become more streamlined? What's the situation there? What was the thinking behind it?
There wasn't much thinking. I was I legit woke up this morning and had probably, spare 10 minutes, and I was like, I'll just clip the beard.
Bored.
And then I just thought I'd clip the bulb as well, so...
It's gone.
Yeah,
it's gone.
It'll be back in a couple of days. Don't worry.
let's look forward to this weekend's game. Western United, your old mob.
Yes.
Is there any extra anxiety around that excitement playing against your old team?
I wouldn't say anxiety. Yeah, probably just excited to. Obviously, got a couple of good mates in that team. It'd be nice to catch up with a few people from the club as well. But I'm looking forward to it. No bad blood.
So you're not worried about getting a little extra bit of attention?
Nah.
A few elbows at corners or nothing? No, not just, worried about it?
I've got a good mate who plays for them, Lockie Wales, so
mm-hmm.
he's been into me this week. As long as he doesn't score, it's okay, but...
He's the one that can't score.
Well, he texted me last week, after the game, he said, I don't want to talk to you this week. Friends off the field. Friends off the field, enemies on it. And I was like, oh, rightio, come on, mate.
Jeez.
Like,
yeah.
And then he was joking, so he said, nah, it's all good. But yeah, hopefully we can go and turn him over this week.
And do you have a few extra tickets available, you know, going back home, mum, dad, yeah, be there, all that kind of stuff?
The game's actually in Ballarat, which is...
Is it? Oh, yeah, okay.
Which is, I don't know, hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of west of Melbourne. Yeah, my family's like an hour from east side of Melbourne, so it's a bit of a hike, but yeah, they're going to...
They'll be there for sure.
Yeah, they'll
right?
make the trip, make nice the trip one. Out of the rat.
The rat.
I love that.
Yeah, the rat. So it'll be good.
I'm sure the rat pack will be there in full force as well.
No doubt.
Fingers crossed you guys can get the win. Best of luck on the weekend, mate.
Thank you. Cheers.